so often it feels like these heritage buildings are not used to their full potential.
Definitely. Go back to that original comment that I made about 12% of all men in Chicago being Freemasons. And I think that ratio is probably something that you would find here in Canadian cities as well. So when that building was built, and I can certainly speak to Freemasons Hall here in Edmonton, we had enough Masons in Edmonton to keep that building busy and being filled with people for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. And all of a sudden, we're not having that sort of traffic now. So in terms of funding to try to maintain the building, simply to keep it heated and to keep the plumbing going, that's quite an expense, especially if it's not being used. I often liken it to, not that long ago, you would find seasonal ice cream stands like Dairy Queens. That would be these walk-up stores that were only open during summer. And you wonder, you know, if they're only open 3 or 4 months of the year, how can they afford to keep property taxes over 12 months of the year? I think the very same issue is hitting a lot of our civic buildings, like Masonic Halls, that were built for organizations that are charitable. Many of those organizations, we used to network and meet people differently than we do now. We used to meet people in our neighborhoods because we lived closer in, because we tended to walk. We didn't have as many cars. These days, people are living further and further away from these centers. An excellent example, which I sent on to you, is the former Chicago Athletic Association. It was opened in 1893. It was a group of very well-to-do, wealthy Chicagoans to engage in sportsmanship and athleticism. Which was quite the rage at that point. And at one point, they had a 10-year waiting list to join. But as television became suddenly a method of spending spare time, as we started to live in the suburbs further and further away, it was more difficult to pop in and be part of that club, which was basically your identity. And the very same thing could be said about Freemasons.